From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. In her annual address to the state legislature on Wednesday, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders presented her budget priorities. The speech marks the beginning of a 30-day session where lawmakers can only debate and pass bills on the state budget. Sanders spent much of her speech boasting of her previous legislative wins. The governor previously made funding requests for a new state prison in Charleston. After several failed attempts to secure funding, she did not mention it in her speech on Wednesday. Sanders focused more on celebrating her crime policies and proposed pay raises for corrections officers.
We ensured the most violent criminals serve their full sentence. We've opened 1,500 new beds at existing prison facilities, and we created a recidivism pilot program to get inmates back in the workforce and kept off the streets once they've served their time.
The biggest item in her budget requests a $122 million increase for Arkansas Learns. The law was passed her first year in office and gives public money to families for private, religious, and homeschool education. Sanders repeatedly asked lawmakers to think of the special guests she brought to the speech, including elementary school principal Brandy Howell.
As we were leaving one of the classrooms we visited, Principal Howell called out, "Learning is what?" I expected the students to say something like fun or exciting. Instead, they responded, "Required." It's blunt, but it's true.
Sanders asked for a slim budget this year as she works to phase out the state income tax. The legislature will debate and pass spending bills for the rest of April. Arkansas Democrats are responding to the governor's proposed budget priorities. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Senator Fred Love delivered a rebuttal to the governor's State of the State address on Wednesday. While it's not outlined in the governor's budget, Love said proposed cuts to the state income tax would hurt Arkansans.
Here's the question. What did you get for that tax cut? Because those cuts overwhelmingly benefit the wealthiest Arkansans. And every time we cut the top rate for millionaires and billionaires, it gets harder to fund schools, child care, health care, and services for our seniors.
Governor Sanders has voiced her goal to eliminate the state income tax entirely. Love also spoke against Republicans' plans to increase funding for school vouchers, saying it fails to address low educational scores and lagging funding for public schools. A Northeast Arkansas police chief is under fire after being seen slapping a man in a wheelchair in a video making the rounds on social media. Newly appointed Osceola Police Chief Bobby Eflin is seen in the video posted to Facebook late Monday night. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Osceola Mayor Joe Harris Jr. has called for an independent review into Eflin, who was appointed to the job just over a week ago. City officials have given the green light to proceed with construction at the site of the former Little Rock Police Headquarters downtown. Members of the City Board of Directors approved a $100,000 contract for construction work at the former headquarters along West Markham Street. The city has not announced plans for the site, which was replaced by a new headquarters across the street in 2023. Arkansas's civilian labor force reached an all-time high earlier this year. Little Rock Public Radio's Daniel Breen explains.
The latest report from the State Commerce Department shows Arkansas's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly in January to 4.4%. Despite that, the number of people working in Arkansas rose to a record level of more than 1.4 million that same month. Employment is up by more than 17,000 compared to January of last year. The service industry saw the largest month-to-month decline between December and January, with the leisure and hospitality and trade, transportation, and utility sectors posting typical seasonal losses. Job losses were also seen in a number of sectors, including construction, manufacturing, government, and private education and healthcare. The report says there are an additional 9,200 non-farm payroll jobs in Arkansas compared to January 2025. Daniel Breen, Little Rock Public Radio.
A central Arkansas judge says there's no reason for her to intervene in a case about the leadership of a small East Arkansas airport. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Cara Connors says she will not intervene in the operations of the Helena West Helena Airport, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. A lawsuit was filed in January claiming that members of the commission running the airport lack the legal authority to do so and are abusing their power for financial gain. The case will instead go to trial. A candidate for Arkansas Secretary of State says he won't accept the results of a ballot recount in one central Arkansas county. Brian Norris fell short of his challenger, State Senator Kim Hammer, in the Republican runoff for the position. Norris requested a recount in six counties. Five have already completed their recounts with no change. Norris says he has been advised by his attorney, Clint Lancaster, not to accept the results of the final recount in Saline County. Lancaster alleges he was barred from watching the recount on Tuesday. State elections officials say Lancaster was allowed to watch the recount from a public viewing area. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says a proposed data center in Little Rock will likely draw more than 100 megawatts of power. That's according to a public notice about the planned $1 billion project led by Google at the Port of Little Rock. For context, 100 megawatts is enough to power about 100,000 households. The city of Little Rock has about 88,000 households. Google is also behind a $4 billion data center project in West Memphis. Today, expect sunny skies with a high of 81. Your low tonight is 58. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.